This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and rip this motherfucker's ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape.
I can't scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Good evening, everybody. That was just to wake up Billy.
I know.
Yeah.
Billy's in a bad mood.
No, he's just fucking tired.
Yes, you are. You're in a bad mood. Don't lie to me.
Don't you fucking lie to him. You're in a bad mood, goddammit.
I can tell.
Tell you you're in a bad mood, you're in a bad mood. Then shut the fuck up and be in a bad mood.
That's right.
So there. It's the Ham Radio Show.
I hope these things work.
I know. We are live on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody. How are you? How are you, Joe? How are you, Omarosa?
I'm fine.
That's our Omarosa call.
Yeah.
Go ahead. See, if you do it, she might fly into the room. Go ahead.
And Hillary's vagina.
And his Hillary's vagina. There you go.
A little floppy.
And do we have Bill Clinton's penis? There it is.
There it is.
We have all the collective sounds that you need here on the radio program.
This is actually Bill Clinton.
No, that's Obama's penis. Yeah, because it's bigger.
Yeah,
because he's black.
It is big.
He's got a big old schwankadoodle.
You know, they wonder if they should have a penis contest of presidents. You know,
we've asked this question on the show.
I think George Bush, George Jr., not senior.
Well, you think W had a big old cack?
Oh, yeah, W had a big song.
Big old cack and bone.
He was ready. I've never heard his wife complain at all.
So he never choked on a pretzel. It was
just his own cock. Well, what's a more believable story? The president of the United States of America decides that he's going to choke on a pretzel and fall off the couch? No. Or I was trying to suck my own dick, Bill. And the Secret Service guy said, bet me $20 and said, you can't do it, Prez. And I was like, look, motherfucker, I'm the president. I can do whatever I want. So then I began to try
to
suck.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Exactly. Then I began to try to suck my own dick, and I fell off the couch onto the dog.
You do some strange things at halftime in football.
Yeah.
We used to play a lot of games halftime.
Daddy loves Froggy. Froggy love Daddy.
Never interrupt Hedley Lamarr.
No.
Hedley. Good. You were saying you were having sex during the game?
No. During halftime when we used to watch the football games,
yes.
That was the time to do your pranks, you know. We used to make funny.
That was the time?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
In those days, you know, they didn't have to
call. Hey, guys, it's prank time!
Yeah, we would call up and all send pizzas over to somebody's house or you know, call
did
up.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah. Well, our famous one was, this is the Port Authority Depot. We have a crate of eggs for you down here. And the guy goes, where are they from? Well, from the chicken's ass, you dumb bastard. You
know? Dun-dun-dun. Good job, Joe.
Yeah, no, we said, arrange your mama by the box. Yeah, well, why don't you let her
Joe, out? Let's leave the comedy to me. Uh-huh. And then, secondly, leave it to Billy once he wakes up.
Okay. Don't give me anything. I got enough on my own, thanks.
And then we can go back to your senile fucking old man stories.
Where's Danny?
He's not here, Joe.
Where is Danny? I thought he was. I'm looking for
Danny. He's very small. It's a possibility that you're sitting on him.
Could be.
Danny, not in the studio again today.
I'm in his chair.
Well, we were discussing off air. Me and Joe were having a verbal intercourse together. But I wore a condom.
That explains the drippy ears.
I know. Hey, Nick, what's going on, by the way? Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network Television. Nick, how are you, buddy?
Okay.
So we were discussing. We might need to bring in somebody else. Mm. Not to replace Danny, because Danny's always there. That's Danny's seat. But we always have this problem with the fucking fourth chair.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody.
Yeah, they keep going on to bigger and better
things.
Yeah,
they go on. That chair is magical.
And we're still here.
I know. That chair is magical.
Yeah.
Like Hammy is now on Busted Open.
Right.
He works the board on Busted Open, which is on Sirius XM.
Is that what
Fight? Wait, hold on. Sirius XM Fight something. I don't know. Look it up. I don't know. Fight Nation. Fight Nation on Sirius XM Fight Nation.
Wow.
Every day, Monday through Friday.
Is that a sports show? Or?
It's a pro wrestling talk show. It's sports. It's sports.
He's right up his alley. He's
wrestling and mixed martial arts.
And he also has his own podcast, Calf Crusher Radio, along with King Falcone there.
No one
listens to him, but they have one.
Yeah.
So they are doing something. Okay, so that's a plus. So they have that.
He's still on more locks?
No, he left first.
Oh, the Morlocks?
As far as I know. When he broke up with them, he left first. And then, what the fuck was his name? The other guy, Craig went to L.A. with the fuck is the other guy? Zach. I went there with Zach, and then I don't know if they're even still friends. I know nothing.
Zach's doing well.
Yeah. Zach is doing well because Zach has a lot of backing.
Yeah.
He has a lot of people there. I saw Zach's manager the other day.
Oh, really?
Came to Sirius XM for something. I don't even know why.
Is he still tall?
Still tall. Still he got quite older than he was before.
That's what being with Zach.
We had small talk. Mm-hmm. It's another dude that complimented me, but like then also promised me the moon, the sun, and the stars, and never gave me anything.
Geek, sir.
Yeah. And then I had to move on and build my own empire brick by brick.
Absolutely.
And so far, my empire is only four bricks high. So we need to build
and
it a little
made
higher.
Of straw.
Yeah. No, I'm not one of the. I do look like a pig. I can't say it's not.
Okay.
No. Well, my first empire was built out of straw, and my second one was built out of sticks. Right?
That's,
isn't that how it works?
Huff and puff.
And then the third empire now is brick.
Bricks. Yeah.
And the big bad wolf over here has emphysema and bronchitis. Who's on my show and can't actually blow it down.
I wondered about that expression. What do they mean by a brick shithouse?
a brick. That was what it was.
A girl is building a brick shit house.
Because an outhouse that was made of brick was always bigger than an outhouse made of wood.
And
so a brick shit house, it was better. It was sturdy. Could take a punch, is what they're saying.
Okay. You could go in there at night and the wind wasn't blowing through it.
Yeah. You could take a shit in the lap of luxury, is what they're saying.
You ever shit in an outhouse?
Yeah.
You ever shit in an outhouse?
I've shit in an outhouse.
I did when I was a kid.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's all they had because you were poor and you was old in days.
Yeah, you know. We
didn't have plumbing when you were a kid,
Joe. No, we had a summer place in Selden, Long Island, and this is when, like, I was a kid, so that was like 70 years ago.
Oh, fuck. Wait, hold on for a minute. We got an update from Nick, the Canadian Unified Network technician.
Hey, baby.
We have a breaking news from Canada. Zach has money dumped into his show. He's on weekends in Canada up here. Oh. So Zach's saying, by the way, look. No animosity. Listen to the Zach Sang show.
Did he get laid yet?
Probably not. Oh. There was a whole article about how he was a virgin.
Yeah.
I would want that written in a fucking article. by the way, he's on Kiss 92.5.
Well, he's very good looking.
So if you go to Kiss925.com, the link, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite, you can check out the Zach Sang Worldwide Countdown. Oh, that's the Countdown show. That's not his actual show.
Oh, he's taking Because
there is the...
He's taking over at Casey Kasem.
Yeah, so that's the worldwide countdown show, which really is a fucking, that's a hard gig to fucking do.
Oh.
Billy could do that.
And now.
Yeah. Number 8. Number 6.
For those of you who lost your pets this week, this goes out to you.
Don't be so, that sounds fucking preposterous, man. Fucking ponderous.
I used to like the way Kasem came up with those little quips before each song. You
out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
What do you mean quips? He fucking read.
Dear
Kasem. Dear Kasem. This morning I woke up and I had a boner. Yeah. So I decided to go into my stepsister's room and fuck her brains out.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a request for her, because now she's seeking fucking therapy.
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem, and here's a boner song for Rick in Cleveland, who also... Oh, yes, as of it, Rick has been under arrest now for raping his stepsister. Here's The Police with Every Breath You Take at number 6 on the countdown.
That's
really all the job is.
Oh, that's a good job, man.
It literally is. It's a horrible, by the way, Nick goes, horrible show. It's a horrible show.
Horrible show.
But that's all it is. That's all the countdown. Literally what Ryan Seacrest does on American Top 40 is, beyond words, the easiest fucking job in the world.
Somebody's got to do it.
His actual show, the same way Zach's actual show. All right, I guess we're getting into radio in the first segment.
Okay.
His actual show
is
work. You have to put work into it. I got that.
Yeah.
A countdown show is not work.
Well,
first off, they tape the interviews during the week.
Yeah.
By the way, if anyone thinks
it's somebody else doing it usually.
Yeah. No. If anybody really thinks that, like, Jason Derulo and Demi Lovato before the fucking overdose and all these other stars come in on a Sunday morning and literally sit down. I'm wacky radio guy. Okay, so Jason Derulo, why do you sing your song every way when you say your name? Jason Derulo.
Ooh,
and they take that fucking interview and then they shove it into a hole after they cut it up into a bazillion pieces. And they shove it into in between the countdown. So, like, say Jason Derulo's song is number 13 on the countdown. We're like, coming in at number 13, Jason Derulo. He was just here the other day. Oh, I mean, he's just walking in now.
He's
going to go for an... He's having coffee and a donut. And we'll play his interview. I mean, we'll get him live when we come back right after his song. Here's I Like to Fuck Dogs by Jason Derulo. At number 13. And then they do the... Number 13. I like to fuck dogs. Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo. And that's literally, I just did a whole countdown.
Well, that's
all it is.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is. And I used to be amazed.
How do you get that job?
You got to blow the right people.
Oh.
I swear to God, when I was delivering papers, like it's one of my first jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to listen to the countdown show. I used to listen to Casey, and then I would listen to Ryan. And,
I did, too. I couldn't wait for the top 10.
Who would do, you know, and you'd be doing the fucking, you'd be doing your job, and you're like, wow, this is really, like, because it's in radio.
Yeah.
When something sounds so polished.
Yeah.
It's because it is, kids. Yeah. If you ever actually hear an actual show like this one, for instance, and by the way, I'm sorry, but if you hear a show like ours, and where we revel in the fact that we are unfiltered, we are reality radio. Yeah. This is what we are. We crack the mics, we talk about stuff, and that's it.
Absolutely.
When they come in, they're like you'll have somebody come in and do an interview, and they'll be like, oh, I can't really talk about the kid that I have in Tijuana. Yeah. I can't. So you get like this watered down shit.
It's all pre-scripted.
Yeah. And their people go over their PR people go over the questions.
Don't ask him this.
He doesn't care if, he doesn't matter if he has this pictures of him at the Klan rally. We don't care. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
So when you have a produced show on the weekends to fill in holes. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's tons of shows that aren't. Breakfast with the Beatles. On Q104.3 New York's Classic Rock with Ken Dashow, not a produced show. He is live. He is playing your requests. The Beatles' whole catalog. We were just talking about how Michael Jackson fucked over Paul McCartney. We were talking about all that before. But the act, that's a live show. Yes, the requests are written, and he'll have like an email, and you'll hear him open the email and go like, Debbie in Tijuana, Mexico, who's doing body shots in her picture that she sent us, wants to hear Hey Jude, because she thought it was Hey Jew. Yom Kippur. Ready? Hey! 104, Q1043 New York's Classic Rock. Here's Hey Jew. I mean, Hey Jude for you. It will be live. It will be a live thing. That's different than when you hear these countdown shows.
Yeah.
Which are literally, can you count down from 100?
I don't know.
And not even, half the time, Billy's absolutely right. It's not the person doing it. So you'll have enough, they don't have to know their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They literally read, okay, you're gonna talk at number 5. So make sure when you say, hey, that was number 5, number 4 is going to be Debbie Lovato, blah, 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 and that's it. They literally do, they could probably bang one out, a countdown show, in an hour. Because you're going to have to do a couple of takes.
Sure.
But they can bang out 100 fucking, a multiple-hour show in an hour.
You got to stay for the hour to make sure you get paid the hour.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They get paid. Look, they probably get paid salary.
Yeah, I know.
And he probably gets a shitload of money.
They don't put the record on the turntable anymore.
No, they don't do that. They push a button. It's all.
Let me drop the needle for you, Joe.
Alan Freed used to do that.
Yeah.
Well, back
that
in the
used
day.
To be what made them the good, thing, when they could do, they could play shit back to back, get it so it mixed just right and all of that. That was a talent. But
and by the way, you have the Nick, by the way, who works harder than anyone on the show, including myself.
He does, yeah.
Has put all the links up in the Facebook Live suite. They're up there.
God.
We have the program clock from Westwood One where Zach is on. And then Nick also writes it's just all automated shit. Sang isn't sitting there on a Sunday morning. Absolutely, he's not sitting there on a Sunday morning. Well, it's not like he's getting laid.
I don't think
so. It's
he's
not like
out
he has,
all
yeah.
night getting
this
drunk
show's
and fucked up.
This and they don't even have the balls to do that. I wish they had the balls to do that. What up, Martha? Martha Duke hanging out in the Facebook Live suite, and she's
it
waving.
Was be Martha Stewart, hey, you were going to say.
Martha Stewart. No, she's
great.
Not live
we'll
either.
Learn how to make cookies and.
No, this is Martha make. Duke. Martha Duke, who is she's a. I forgot what your actual put Martha put up the I'll read the I'll plug away at your business, but she runs also this thing called Sober Mom.
Okay.
Which is a clothing line now. I've seen tons of women wearing, and it's awesome
Less
because.
Clothes?
She has gone through some shit in her life. She's an accountability coach. That I remember that being a thing.
What is that?
There you go. Accountability. After I said it, it magically appeared.
What is
accountability
it?
Coach. She means she goes over your shit that you're. She makes you understand that you have fucking problems.
You know when you fuck
up. Like when you fuck up, she goes, and then you try to blame it on Billy.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You're accountable for your actions.
No, it's Billy's fault.
No, it's never Billy's fault. It's usually always your fault.
No, it's my fault.
I agree.
Sober Apparel, by the way, is the... but Sober Mom is one of the shirts, Martha. Am I correct in saying that? Because I, by the way, get to look at Martha dressed in her beautiful tight leggings and her... Oh, God, she's fucking hot.
She's attractive?
I got to spend the night with her once, not sexually.
Oh.
We were at a party.
Tell the truth.
We were at Lisa Ann. No, I wish, dude. I would totally say I fucked Martha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah.
And Martha knows it. Martha totally knows I would fuck her in a heartbeat.
Is she attached?
It's one of the things. Oh yeah, Martha was very, very funny. Ooh. Because Martha wanted to train me. Because mm-hmm. part of her accountability thing is that your booty. She has this whole thing. She's like,
nice software.
Exactly, because I wanted to like lose weight and all that. I still do. Which I am kind of. I've been getting a lot of compliments, not from you two assholes.
No,
but a lot of people say I have been losing weight.
You think a size smaller shoe now?
Damn right. I love my
malfunction.
My big toe is shrunk. But no. So one of the things was that she came to me and she goes, well, why don't we meet up in the city every day and we'll do training and this, that, and that. So I was like, how am I supposed to work out with a fucking hard on?
Oh, yeah.
Literally, because she's that attractive.
Loose-fitting clothing.
First of all, Martha's very attractive, and she has a body now built for sin.
Wow.
Because she's gotten herself even more in shape than she was before.
Wow.
All right, yeah, she does squat. Yeah, wait, this is what she writes. Hold on, don't cut me off, because this is a great phrase of why exactly I can't do this with her. All right, I'll do squats in front of you, on the treadmill. Exactly, my dick will be hard the whole time.
Yeah, but a few well placed fucking ice cubes, you'll be cured.
Oh no. Yeah, you could do that.
I never fucking damage what little cock I have. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, what up, Wendy? By the way, Wendy the retard hanging out. Wendy, did you quit the Stern Show?
Get out of all cut.
That's another thing. Did you quit the Stern Show because you supposedly did you send them? Like some kind of voicemail and quit the Stern Show? Because that was like a topic that was floating around too. I was shocked at.
Didn't she ask them for money?
She always asks them for money. But she asks everybody for money. She asks me for money. She asks everybody for money.
Well, maybe she hit the lottery and she doesn't need money, so she quit the show.
I don't know. Now, if Wendy wants to train me, because I get trained like a retard, and I promise I won't be erect.
Oh.
Okay, I lie. But the fact is with Martha, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it because she's so... Literally, I got to see one of her boobs.
Oh,
and let me tell you, that was enough at the party to go... And I was ready. There was no way I'm going to be able to physically not want to fuck... It's literally like caging a lion and you're a piece of steak, Martha.
Wow.
And if I'm sitting there, I'm going to want to fuck you and touch things I can't. And I'm going to be that moron... That leans forward and rubs my cock into your ass.
You notice how excited he's getting?
Yeah, because no, because I'm honest. I'm being straight honest. I'm being straight honest. If she was there, right, and she's working out in the outfits that she wears. By the way, look her up, Martha Duke. She's fucking literally beautiful. Yeah, it's Lion versus Lululemon. That's exactly what it is. Because
Does she have any nude pictures?
No, she has any nude. Well, she used.
She Martha doesn't need them, apparently.
Wait, Martha. No, she's fucking that attractive. She doesn't need them. But I think Martha used to be a stripper, if I'm correct.
Oh, that's terrific.
And that's terrific.
Yes.
Honestly, think about it. Here's a great question, Martha, and I believe you can answer this as well. And I'll go to the boys in the room here.
Okay.
If you had somebody training you, right? Or even teaching you anything.
Yeah.
Would you want a really fucking hot woman, or would you want like someone that was like mediocre so you could kind of focus?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't want to make sure they know what they're doing. So
well, no, she knows what she's doing. That's not in question.
Properly.
Wait, that's not in question. And yeah, she did dance in a past life. That is not in question. The question is her knowledge is fine, Billy.
That's all I need.
That she's fucking ridiculously. Yeah, but you have a fiance. You're not going to touch anything.
No.
That's the difference. He's not going to do that.
But even if I was single, still want to make sure I'm actually learning.
I think what he's saying is she's
it's
going to
be highly distracting.
Like,
Billy, by the way, I only want hotties. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
well,
I know that's
us out.
Yeah, I don't think Martha's gonna fuck me. What I'm saying though is
we could have an imaginary.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What am I gonna do? Go home and jerk off every day, which I do anyway.
That's good.
But then I'm gonna be more frustrated.
Shut up, Woody. You sound like a dog.
I'm gonna be more frustrated. I'm gonna be literally just like rubbing my. She's gonna do squats on the treadmill while I'm running, and my bull bag and cock are gonna be hitting her ass. I'm literally. If I wear shorts like I'm wearing now. There's going to be cum dripping out of my fucking ankles.
Ooh.
It's going to be horrible. He was giving me really good butt massages. Who was that? I got in trouble for having a hot Latin 22-year-old trainer. My ex made me fire. Well, duh. Duh. After he gave you those hot butt massages, was there any chance that you were going to fuck him?
Yeah, really.
I mean, think about that for a second. Like, literally.
Well, if he was hot, you know.
Look at it from my perspective. I know we got to take a break.
Okay.
But look at it from my perspective.
Okay.
Billy always plays the white knight. He's not going to. He would never, never fucking act on these feelings. However, me.
I could run for Congress.
Yes. In this scenario.
You could.
Excuse me. I'm fucking like Kavanaugh. In this fucking scenario, if I was allowed to give you butt massages.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like. What's the next step? I'm going to want to fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're at right now in this scenario. Of course, I'm going to want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
That's all. I want to have sex with you now. And we've never worked out a day in our lives, Martha. I always want to have sex with you. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just saying. I got to throw it out there.
Well, I like butt massages, too.
You like butt massages?
Yeah, I like to give them.
Martha, come by one day. We'll plug your stuff. You give me. Everybody in the room gets a butt massage.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, Joe's giving them, so I don't want one.
Hey,
well, giving, getting. We'll work it out later. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm good. Thanks.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show, home of the butt massage. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I'll still have an erection because of Martha, and that's what we're going to happen. But we'll also talk about other stuff right here on The Big Show. It's The Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back. Answer these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Kiss you too, Fran, wherever you are. Fran wants to kiss me in the Facebook Live suite. Come on, let's sing along. It's time to dance.
Dude,
go.
We are dealing with serious irony.
Trying to get that great big deal of hope.
Four non-blondes.
For a destination.
A destination where?
I realized quickly that I knew I should, that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means.
You
come on!
It, you tell me.
Into a crazy time when I'm lying in bed just to get it out of what's in my head.
And I am feeling
a little peculiar.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
And so I wake
in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream and top of my lungs, what's going on? And I said,
718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. This
said,
is the Ham Radio Show. Going on! I swear to crap it is.
Are you sure?
I swear. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's going on next on the list?
Wait, I'll tell you what's going on. Hey! What's going on? All right, so we are... Billy is in a bad mood as per the Facebook Live suite.
That's right.
Where you can also reach us. And like I just said, 718-577-1389. You can hit us up, call us up. Phone lines are open and ready to go. One of the hot button topics that is facing the nation right now, which also ties into last week's allegation sensation that we talked about on the program, we have a issue with the... What do you call that shit? The Supreme Court nominee.
It's the hearings to the nominate.
Yes.
The,
thank you,
not
Joe.
To nominate, but to
approve.
Approve the Mr. Kavanaugh.
Justice Kavanaugh, who is a saint. He's a wonderful man.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
You got the same press guy as fucking Trump?
I know. Yeah. He's huge. He's a huge saint. Huge.
That's right.
What's his name here? Brett Kavanaugh.
Kool-Aid.
Is having an issue because... Out of the woodwork came a woman named Christine Baisley Ford, which, by the way, by now, if you don't know the story, she said during a, was it high school or college?
High school.
Okay, during a high school party, Kavanaugh got a little bit handsy when they were both drunk at a party in a, thank you, hold on for 1 second, Bill Clinton's penis. Yes. When they were at the party, they went upstairs to a room. You know, one thing led to another. They're on the bed. They're fucking around. He got a little bit forceful, allegedly. This is what she says. This is what Miss Ford says. Where we had, it's on the news right now. Wait, hold on for a minute.
Family was forced to relocate out of their home. Her email has been hacked. Her lawyers also say it would be difficult for her to face, quote, interrogation by senators who appear to have made up their minds that she is mistaken and mixed up. That is a reference to what Republican Senator Orrin Hatch said earlier this week when asked if he believes Kavanaugh's denial.
There's clearly somebody's mixed up.
And you believe him?
Yeah, I sure do.
I might be. Do you believe the accusers at all?
Well, I think she's mistaken. I think she's mistaken.
Samantha Gary, who was a friend of Ford's in high school, says there is no way she was mistaken.
He said she may be mistaking him for somebody else. Do you think that's possible here?
That's not possible. That's just not possible.
It's just not possible.
No.
Frankly, it makes me angry. It's really a way of dismissing her.
What is up with that woman's neck?
Ford's lawyers want the FBI to investigate before she appears on Capitol Hill.
If they care about doing the right thing here and treating this seriously, as they have said,
then they will do the right thing and they will properly investigate this.
The president could order an investigation, but has declined to do so.
All right. So, by the way, the sound, by the way, from CNN and also live sound from World News Tonight on ABC and all the ABC affiliates. Now, where we're at now is that Brett Kavanaugh, who is the man who is literally on Monday, they're going to try to start the confirmation part.
Possibly.
Where it's the moving forward part.
The vote.
Where we're at now is that Christine Baszley Ford wants the FBI to step in and investigate her allegations first because some senators, by the way, like we just played, have already made up their mind about the incident. That's what she believes. Martha Duke, by the way, from the accountability coach and the beautiful butt massages, Martha wrote, as a victim of rape, you don't step forward on something that big if it's not true. Now, by the way, Martha, no one is calling him a rapist. He got a little handsy and did things that were wrong, but according to everything I'm reading, a rape did not occur. Am I correct?
Of course.
Sexual assault. No one said rape, so I don't believe there was a penetration.
The word was he groped at her clothes.
Well, no, this is from the news. I'm taking it directly from the news.
Well,
sexual assault. All right, the hearing featuring the testimony of Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and the woman who accused him of sexual assault may not happen. That's the headline. I'm just reading what the news said.
This is what I'm saying. This was the definition of sexual assault. This was what they said on the news.
Yes.
That he groped at her clothing.
Well, I don't believe he groped at just her clothing. I think he made physical contact with her boobs,
Joe. Basically,
I'm not saying he was. Are you telling me he was that off he couldn't grab a tit?
In high school, that was the whole dream of somebody. When you went to these parties, you would hook up with somebody.
You'd get a little drunk.
Then you would get handsy and stuff.
Touchy-feely.
And you'd touch. Yeah. And if she let your hand stay there, you left it there. Yeah. Otherwise, she'd grab your hand, move it. And you were an idiot. You would try to put your hand back there anyway.
All right. So Martha also wrote, they can call women liars all they want, but she's been living with that memory for a lifetime, which is fine. Sexual assault versus rape doesn't really change penetration by penis. It's all trauma. I'm not saying it's not, baby. I'm not literally not dismissing her allegations. I'm making the point of what is written and what she said. I'm just trying to clarify that it was, according to everything that was written, no rape involved. I read something that he had his hand over her mouth. That's another thing that I also read as well.
Right.
That was one of the allegations, that he threw her down to the bed, put his hands over her mouth, and like was touchy-feely and assaulting her.
That's different from the...
Allegedly, by the way.
That's yet different again. From getting together with the person and doing the whole heavy petting project and, you know,
well, that's
being denied.
That's
There's
the
difference.
The argument that's at hand now is that where we're at in these confirmation hearings, because they want her to appear as of Monday. Because though she didn't completely rule out on Monday in front of ruling out appearing on Monday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, if I can learn how to speak, it'd be great. Senate Judiciary Committee, along with Kavanaugh, she repeated that some Democratic senators have said that an investigation should be the first step prior to him being put on national on national television to relieve the traumatic and harrowing incident. I don't disagree there. My point is, though, we're now, and I'm not belittling. I like to make it abundantly clear here, because yet again we get on thin ice over here, and I'm a fat guy on thin ice, and it's never good. We are not belittling. We have questions, though, and the question is, this happened what now with 35 years ago. Okay, there is no evidence to the contrary of this happening. The FBI can launch an investigation. And I believe it would be justified. Get me an investigation, which is fine. But at the end of the day, if we don't find anything, let's look at it from the perspective of we don't find anything.
Right.
We literally just have hearsay again. We have he said, she said.
Correct.
And therefore, we're back to square one. We're back to allegations. This woman now, if it did happen, is now raked through the mud. She's, you know, throwing, I mean, if it did happen. Right. I mean, Joe doesn't think
well,
it happened.
Right now.
I know, I didn't say that.
No, no, but you don't think it happened the way she's saying it.
No, no, I didn't say that. It could have happened exactly the way she said it.
Okay.
The point.
I didn't get that from what we were talking about before.
No, what I said, so what?
I mean, that's even worse.
No, I'm trying not to belittle this woman, but.
Hey, he's allowed to say what he thinks.
It definitely didn't affect your life. Here you are, a successful woman. You're a teacher at a college. You're a doctor. I mean, this was no traumatic experience for you. A guy cops you. Get over it.
What you feel is not traumatic. Maybe to her, it did have
not
some,
for nothing.
There's some underlying damage.
One at a time.
Here's a man who's led an exemplary life for the past at least 35 years.
All right.
Because he's been investigated 6 times by the FBI for all the times he's worked for presidents and everything like
right.
that.
Right,
yes.
His life is clean as a whistle. Even if this happened as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, when do you say, all right, I mean, enough is enough. Give this guy a break. I mean, this little incident is going to wipe out his entire life.
I understand what you're saying. You know? I get it. But.
So, you know, like, I'm not saying if it happened, I'm not saying it's right. It's wrong. But you know, you have 35 years. You've been sitting on this lady, you know, and this guy has been around for 30. He's been in the public eye for 35 years.
Around.
You wanted to fuck him up. You should have fucked him up a long time ago. Now, why are you coming forward now? We all know why.
Oh no, we all know why.
It's a delaying tactic to try and get past the midterms. The Democrats can possibly get enough votes in the
understand.
Senate to block his nomination.
All right.
So that's the whole thing, why she's not coming forward. That's why she's not testifying. That's why she's asking for an FBI investigation. It's politics.
Joe? She's had to relocate her entire family because she's getting death threats.
Well...
That goes way beyond.
I'm sorry about that, lady, but you brought it upon yourself, and I don't.
I love how Joe is like,
wow.
Joe was like, I'm sorry. Well, fuck it.
I'm just saying.
You want
to know the truth? They probably dug this woman out of the woodwork trying to find.
She sent the letter. Didn't she send the letter to the senator?
I don't know.
I know you don't read the story. That's the problem when you make. When you talk about something, you have you didn't read the whole story.
I realize she's probably going through hell now because once you start these balls rolling,
right.
Originally, she wanted to stay anonymous. That was the whole kid. But then Feinstein says, fuck you, anonymous. You know,
Senator Feinstein she came public with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, she wanted to remain anonymous. So, yeah, they probably told her, don't worry. Your name will never come up. We're just going to throw this
out. Wait, you mean a senator lied?
Yeah.
Shocked.
So, you know, this whole political bullshit that they put the American people through, that's the crime. That's the real crime.
Yeah.
This poor woman got her tit felt. I'm sorry, lady. 35 years ago, somebody copped a
feet. It might have been both tits.
All right.
I'm just saying.
You know, big fucking deal.
But, Joe, you know? If it is the way she described it, where she was thrown down and all of that.
Wait,
that,
Joe,
that's
hear
different.
Me
oh, call the fucking cops, man. You got a problem? Call the cops. You know, 35 years ago, you should have called the cops.
But at that point, they were probably both. However, teenagers.
Of course.
You're out drinking.
And she was scared shitless, probably.
You're out drinking.
And call the cops.
More than likely, you're more afraid of like calling the cops because now your parents
are have you
know
called
everything.
The cops on everything that you've ever done?
I never call the cops.
Exactly. That's my point. So let's make a point here.
They call the cops on me.
Exactly. Martha also writes, I'd be pissed if I saw the guys who raped me in college being appointed to the highest court in the land.
Right.
If you hold on, Joe, before you fucking let someone finish talking and then you can yell. You can't stay anonymous. It's being reported unless you are collaborating. Sorry, someone's story. This is what Martha wrote. Now, my point being, though, Martha, is he's not a rapist. So we have to, and there is a giant difference.
But he
is
could be labeled a sexual predator.
A sexual predator is fine. That I don't fucking mind that. What I'm saying is he's not a rapist. What happened to you, Martha, and what happened to this woman are two different things. Yes, it is something that is horrendous on both fucking accounts. And if I ever find a guy who ever fucking hurt you, Martha, I'll kick his ass for you personally. That's just me. And if I fucking, if Kavanaugh has found that this actually happened, I'll beat the shit out of Kavanaugh, too. Because no woman should be put through that. I'm not saying that. However, we do have, at the end of the day, Joe's points, Billy's points, my points, the world's points. At the end of the day, though, we're still back to fucking he said, she said. Unless, and then you even said it yourself, Martha, in the Facebook live stream, by the way, pointing out that it's going to be really hard to prove.
Absolutely.
So now you got to ask yourself if Ford, Christine Baisley Ford, wants to go through this all over again. That is where we're at now, because if she doesn't testify in front of the Judiciary Committee, why can't I fucking say committee? Committee, if she doesn't do that, in front of a bunch of senators, if she doesn't do that, then it kind of dissolves the whole fucking scenario here. Not saying that he didn't do it. I'm saying that it kind of fucking...
Right, but nobody...
It kind of goes poof and then disappears.
But it'll
in
leave
this
a lot
story.
A lot of people questioning...
Okay, Clarence Thomas. It's the same shit. He still got into the fucking Supreme Court.
Right, but at least there was the whole hearing
and Anita
trial.
Hill. And Anita Hill tested... But
if
she stood up and said... I'm going to stand up for myself. This other one doesn't... There's no point. She doesn't think she wants to do it. That's a huge deal.
I don't think she ever wanted to do it.
No.
I think
she wanted to stay anonymous.
I think she was coerced. Is that the right word?
Coerced.
Coerced. Yeah.
Coerced.
Oh, I have new teeth.
Like, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Coerced.
Into doing this. And you know, it snowballed into the fact that...
Right.
And now she's, outed, so she has to say something. And you know, to say, like, I just want to tell my story and go home. No, you got to be questioned.
And Martha, Martha also writes that I think that she should have been allowed to tell her story and not be harassed.
Well,
absolutely.
Exactly.
I think everybody's in agreement here. If this did happen, we don't, yet again, here's my problem with yet again. I'm going to go back to the allegation sensation that's going around in this country. We don't know it happened.
Yeah.
We literally have a person, and I'm not belittling her by saying that. I'm sorry. This is not attacking a victim. This is making a fucking point that has to be made. We were not there. We do not know if this happened. There's a witness that says they don't recall being there. That's another thing I have a problem with. There's a witness that supposedly was there that goes, I don't recall being there. That's a weird answer. I don't recall being there. That's weird.
The fucking beer was good. I had the big giant mug.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of circumstances.
I went to many of those parties.
I had the red cup.
There's a lot of bullshit here.
What color was the
bench? I'm not saying
I want to know what color the bench
was. Hold on. Let me make my point. There's a lot of bullshit here, and I'm not saying what she's saying is bullshit. What I'm saying is there's a lot of bullshit you have to get through to get to fucking the answer, and we're not going to get to that answer because... Even if the FBI launches an investigation, it's 35 fucking years ago. What are we going to find?
You want to know what's going
to
happen?
You're in a room that's been used by 9 million people after that, so there's no fucking DNA evidence. There's no physical evidence.
DNA.
There's no, I'm saying there's nothing. Joe, he might have came. You don't even know.
Yeah,
that's my point.
In his 35-year-old pants.
What? No,
yeah,
I'm just...
Fucking
no, you're
Joe,
saying,
you
no, you're
know.
Saying
Real.
DNA like he didn't come... Dude, I came quicker for fucking less.
Yeah, all right.
So let's be quiet.
Now he's coming in his pants. It's getting bigger.
Why?
Well,
why can't he come in his pants?
That's how these things happen.
Why can't he come? Wait, hold on.
He
may
have had some
self-control. Wait a minute. I got to hear from the scientist and the CSI guy. Why can't he come in his pants?
I don't know. Usually it takes a little more than grabbing a tit for me to come in my pants.
What if
he?
For you.
Yeah,
that's
for me,
Joe.
You know,
yeah.
Just a little bit
that's
more.
That's Joe.
Not much more.
Dude, I come real quick.
Yeah, I know.
There's another reason why Martha won't fuck me.
On the subway.
I know. And have. But my point still is, yes, she should have the right to speak her mind and say, and point at her accuser. But here's the thing. One, if the FBI does an investigation and can't find nothing, we have the he said, she said shit yet again.
Right. Then it'll always be hanging over
his head.
Each person.
Over both heads, really. And then number two, if the FBI does an investigation and say they find... that her story kind of starts to break up and everything. Does she go to jail? Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Will
you
they
made,
go
you,
after
you
her
made
for
an
something
allegation.
Like that?
Hold
have
on.
To prove it's a lie.
Exactly. Right. But you made an accusation And then if they look back into the story and they and the FBI does a thorough fucking investigation.
Wait a minute, he was in Cleveland.
Fine, that's what I'm saying. Like, fine-tooth comb and goes through everything, right? And finds out that maybe this story does not hold water.
Could be.
Okay? Where do we now, go? Where do we go from there? Because that also
where does she go from there?
And that also what belittles and hurts women like Martha.
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, who have been actually
that's
raped?
The real trauma. The boy
this is my point.
Syndrome.
That's my point. People like Martha who have actually been raped, hurt, and fucked with by men, mm-hmm. and just I can't even get over. I've just thought I want to go kill whoever fucking hurt her. But the fact of the matter is that belittles the actual victims. Of other fucking rapes and
actual
crimes.
Victims.
Actual victims.
Absolutely.
We don't know if this is an actual victim.
This actually
we
hurts
know
the
nothing.
Me Too movement. It
we,
really does.
Yeah, we know nothing. This is the point.
They're using the Me Too movement as a weapon for
yeah.
political purposes.
And honestly, right. We here on the Ham Radio Show are the only show that has the balls to say, we know nothing.
That's right.
Okay, we know nothing.
And
we don't know.
We're never going to know anything.
Nobody was in that room except for those two and this witness that says he doesn't know if he was in there.
I wasn't there.
The friend doesn't know, or he or she, whoever it is, doesn't even know if they were there.
The red cup. The red cup.
Don't know anything. We don't know if the FBI. It's been 35 years, so we got all that time travel bullshit going on where somebody's got to go back in time and try to retrace all the steps here and figure out what was happening. And that's very hard to do.
And we all know,
you know
teenage parties start off with like 10 to 15 people.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's like 30, 40, 50 people.
That's what makes
people.
It logical because everybody's been to a teenage party where things like that go
yes.
on.
Yes, wait, right. Martha's yeah. making another point that I have to agree with too. How they treat women makes it harder for them to come forward for
right.
others. Absolutely. But it
and
also.
Prior to that, when a woman was bringing somebody up on a charges
yeah.
of rape, the lawyers would go, what were you wearing? Why
yeah,
was
yeah.
this?
It was always
it's
the woman's
always
fault. Yeah.
been thrown at the woman like.
Exactly.
That they're wrong. It was their fault. And now, if they make an accusation,
yeah,
people
but my
just
point,
still discredit them
but
for
my
many
point,
horrible
but that,
reasons.
That's one point. My point still is, like Joe just said, the boy who cried wolf story.
Right.
The scenario is, if nothing comes from this, right, because it might, there is a fucking chance, boys
no,
and girls,
nothing
that nothing will come from this.
Once
now,
he's
if,
confirmed, the story will go away.
If that
not
happens, though.
It will.
Joe, if it happens.
Look at Anita Hill. Where is she?
She was on the news earlier today
well,
saying how this
no.
should be
no,
investigated.
Her name, first of all, where is she? Her name is synonymous with it's literally in the annals
Thomas
of time.
Is still in the Supreme Court. I mean, well,
what
I,
was his name?
Clarence Thomas.
Wow. The first time you fucked it up again. You had Clarence Thomas.
What I'm trying
long
to say.
Dong Silver. You know,
long Dong Silver.
She had evidence. I mean, she,
right.
she
the,
really.
The
there was
hair.
A pubic hair on the cocaine.
And
the
guy was still appointed.
I understand that, but my
but
point.
But it was a different time. Society
was,
had a
was.
Whole
yeah,
different
society was okay
shit.
With women getting raped, quite frankly.
Yeah, of course.
Back then, they were like, eh, it's okay. What was it? Like Billy
Sally
was pointing
was
out,
saying.
What were they wearing?
Yeah, what next
you
Thursday
know?
Was it going to be?
Yeah, well, they were asking for it, Your Honor. Look yeah. how she was dressed.
Right.
That's
how people.
That's
acted.
The mentality that's out there. What we're saying is that, yeah, you have to. Yeah, well, Martha's pointing out, by the way, a rape kit. You were questioning about everything. Yes, I wish to God this girl had taken a rape kit.
Absolutely.
I wish there was somebody doing a swab of her vagina. I wish somebody was there asking her questions. But guess what?
But
35 years, hold on, 35 years ago, there wasn't anything there. So therefore, we have goose egg evidence. We have nothing. So what's going to happen is that if an FBI launches an investigation, bupkis. That's what we have. And then
time.
He gets opposed to the fucking...
Appointed
to the fucking Supreme
he'll
Court.
Be appointed.
And then we got Clarence Thomas and this guy on the fucking thing, and they're going to throw one hell of a party.
Yeah. Gotta find a woman.
But you
gotta find a woman.
You know,
gotta find a woman.
35 years ago, she's, what, 15, 16? I don't know. I'm
guesstimating. How old are they now?
Now Billy can't do math.
Now, when you inquire, like, as a child of that age, you go out, you're doing stuff, you're not going to report anything because you don't want the police involved. You don't want your parents to know all of this shit. There's so many
yeah,
things
see,
that go on. And that's a problem because
but, you know,
many
that's
kids
a problem because women
as
nowadays
as a young
have
girl,
to do that.
She wouldn't even have told a girlfriend or something like that.
Sometimes
I mean,
they
sometimes they don't.
That's why so many of these predators get away with this shit because they pick on those who aren't going to say anything because
know,
they're
you know,
afraid
if
to say something.
Somebody grabbed my dick, I'd be telling everybody.
Yeah, but you'd be fucking
well,
cheering
see,
it on, going, "She grabbed my dick."
Yeah, let's do it again.
Right.
Yeah, that's different.
And then now that girl's never going to go near you again because you wouldn't didn't shut the fuck up.
He's right. Wait, Martha's saying, who's right? The guy was just talking, that's Billy. Of course he's right. That was the whole point we've been making.
Billy's never right.
Yeah.
No one, that's the problem. Nobody understands that if this did happen, first of all, she wasn't talking probably to her girlfriends, Joe. She wasn't doing all this stuff.
I'm just logically.
No, no. In your brain, you have this whole scenario because you've watched Law and Order SVU or something.
Right. That's,
and
that's
you're like,
how
oh,
they
well,
write
always,
them up.
They always talk to their girlfriends. Yeah. That's not how it always happens.
Or they have a diary tucked away
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, there's
something,
always,
you know?
Not everybody does.
Or like Silence
like
of the Lambs. It was hidden pictures in the fucking jewelry
you know,
box.
And not everybody gropes people as teenage parties.
Yeah.
You know, it could have happened, could have not.
All right,
happened.
So
what do you mean?
Martha, by the way, is saying that you're right. A teenage girl won't report it.
Right,
exactly.
That's why they,
but
these
that's
predators
the,
do,
and that's why they,
this.
They, but that's why we need to change that. Yeah. I mean, if one thing we can learn from any of this, at least the discussion needs to be made and is being made now.
Yeah.
The one thing we can take out of this is, girls, not women, because you're young girls, you're only teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
If a dude or a chick, because in this day and age, it could be anybody, touches you in any way, shape, or form that you don't fucking like, and tries to physically assault you. If that actually does happen to you, throws you down to bed, covers your mouth, grabs your tits, does everything that you don't like,
yeah,
go find a cop.
Absolutely.
Speak, write it down, get it fucking, get a paper trail started,
some kind of record
and handle your shit, and get a record started, because
absolutely.
Shit like this will happen to you in the future if you
right.
don't.
But
and
also,
that's what we've learned.
And you put on record that this guy is a predator.
Absolutely.
You know, from
also,
that day on.
Then you didn't
we
have,
had to go to break.
Yes, we do. But then you didn't have the cell phones with the cameras, all of that. So now you have stuff that makes it easier to obtain and
yeah.
do whatever you have to do. If you gotta take a video, a picture, if you fucking
just record
if
anything.
You take his if you take your nails and claw at his skin so you get his flesh under your fucking nails.
I guarantee
right.
you right now the
all
Democrats
kinds of
are
shit.
Out there looking for somebody else who that he assaulted. Somebody just
oh, absolutely.
And say, oh, he did it to this one and this one and this one and this one and this one.
Yeah.
And you know, they had to go back 35 years to find this one.
Well, we don't know who did what at this point.
Right.
We don't know anything. We don't know who sent somebody. We don't know anything.
Maybe
yo.
It was a guy who looked like Kevin.
Well, that was the
that's
argument.
The
that
other
was
thing.
The argument. The one girl said, there's somebody walking around saying that it might not be him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, well, I'm offended that you even made that accusation. And you're like,
was she in the room?
That's
she,
my point.
She
was nobody,
there.
I wasn't
that
there.
That was a close girlfriend? That was a close girlfriend. How come she don't know anything?
Well,
I don't know
at
nothing.
At one point, a lot of during the 80s there, everybody started to look alike. You know,
right, can
you
we go to,
long hair,
can
short
we go
hair.
To,
yeah, really?
Can we go to break so I don't get yelled at?
Okay,
it's good. The Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break. Martha, thank you for being part of the conversation.
Thanks,
stay,
Martha.
Stay in
you.
Here. We love you. And the guy that hurt you should fucking die of gonorrhea of the everything.
Like, we're looking
fuck
for him right now.
Yes, if I find him, I swear to God, I'll cave his skull in with a crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. We'll be right back. After these words, yeah, I know nothing.
And now, Japan! Commercial! Commercial!
Break for 30 seconds.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Sing along. The Ham Radio Show live 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Hi, Lawrence. Hey, Mike. Martha, we love you so much. Robert, everyone's hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. Everyone's saying hi. What's going on?
Hello.
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 By the way,
stuff.
Yeah.
More stuff.
I know.
Excellent.
My boys are in the news, Billy.
Which ones?
Oh, Bert and Ernie, yeah.
Ah, gee, Ernie. And now we're on this lake and not one bite.
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the fishes?
Well, they're down there, Bert.
Yeah.
Sure.
How far down?
If you'd like, I'll catch some and show you.
Would you?
Oh, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Easy as that.
Sure.
Ha! Huh. Okay, here's a pole. Go ahead, show me.
Here's a pole. I don't need a fishing pole, Bert.
What?
Well,
he's got dynamite in the
boat. Are you
going to
catch all these fishes?
No, come on.
Without a fishing pole.
Billy, you know how he's going to get the fishes. It was a special. We love this clip. And they come right into the boat.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
You call them.
Mm-hmm.
He calls them. That's rich. This I got to see. Go ahead.
Sure.
Call
them.
You
see, Bert, I have to call them really loud, though, so they can hear.
Yeah.
You know, the fish are under the water.
Sure.
And so you have to call real loud so they can hear you through the water. You
sure,
know?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He calls like Aquaman.
fishy, fishy, fishy!
One fish? Wow! Mm-hmm. I think I'll call a few more.
Okay.
What a guy.
Fishy, 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 fishy!
Two fish?
Two fish.
Shall I call a few more, Bert?
Yeah, Bert. Yeah, how do you do that? Yeah, yeah!
Oh, yeah, yeah! Like fishy, 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 fishy!
Three fish? Four fish? Five fish.
Wow!
Wow!
Ernie, that's terrific. Let me try, okay?
Sure. Okay, okay, Bert.
Just make sure you call real loud.
Okay, Bert.
Okay, just real loud. Got it.
Real
okay,
loud, Bert. Come on, Bert. From your balls, Bert.
Fishy, 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 fishy.
No, it's not good.
Bert. That's Bert, not loud you enough. You're calling very quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy.
Mm-mm. Still too quiet.
Too quiet. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go now.
Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy.
Well, that's not loud enough, Bert.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Fishy, 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 fishy. All right, it doesn't work for me. I've been trying to call and call, and they just don't come up.
Well, that's the way, Bert. See, you got it now. You're yelling real loud. So you have to yell just like you're yelling right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy.
You cool?
That's one for you, Bert.
All right, so where we're at with them now is supposedly the boys, Bert and Ernie, are more than just friends.
Well, that's not a new... that's not been around for a long time.
It was an accusation that was thrown out from time to time. We all know.
They slept together.
They slept in two separate beds.
But so did Ricky and Lucy there. Yeah. You know, everybody did.
But they had a baby.
Yeah, nobody can figure out how with that big space in the middle.
No, Desi,
Desi had a tremendous schleinsnucker.
Apparently. A giant Cuban penis.
That's right. Well known for it, too.
Mark Saltzman brought up the issue, by the way, saying that the puppets, he was a Sesame Street writer, saying that the puppets are, in fact, gay. That's right. Saltzman tells the LGBTQ blog QWERTY. I'm sorry. I don't have a subscription. I don't know.
Okay.
QWERTY. The characters are a couple, and their relationship was a reflection of his partnership with film editor Arnold Glassman.
Oh.
So,
what do you know?
They were a couple.
They went fishing together.
Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy.
Quite possibly.
By the way, that also, whenever you have nothing to say, and you need, like, you have nothing. You literally just can go, yeah, fishy, 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 and it will fill up a void that is out there in the universe.
I usually have a word from Hillary's vagina.
Not as good as, yeah, fishy, 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 fishy. Which would be funnier if they're gay, then that's how you would call a lesbian.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy. Saltzman, who joined the show in 1984, said, quote, "I was Ernie. I look more like Bert. I look more Bert-ish. Mm-hmm. And Arnold as the film editor. If you thought of Bert with a job in the world, wouldn't that be perfect? Bert was with his paper clips and organization." So basically he's saying like Bert had OCD. And I was the jokester. So it was Bert and Ernie, a Bert and Ernie relationship that I was already with Arnie when it came to us being at Sesame Street. Now, a spokesperson for the Sesame Workshop denies the claim, telling TMZ, "As we have always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends.
Right.
They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves."
Right.
End quote. Now,
well, they sort of were the odd couple, yeah.
Now, let's just point out two glaring things here. Number one, if they are gay, fishy, 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 fishy. If they're gay, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
right. Nobody cared about the two chicks on Magic Garden.
It's not. They were just totally.
They were gay.
They were totally lesbians. Well,
nobody gave a fuck.
Really?
You don't remember the one song they sang?
No, what they sang?
"Oh, your pussy tastes great today.
Oh, get me.
I've been looking and licking all day."
All right.
Yeah, it's a good song. But the fact of the matter is, who the fuck cares if
did
your kids?
Really sing that song?
Literally,
is,
no.
you're watching this as a what?
A kid?
Three, two, three, four, 5 years old?
You're an impressionable youth, and you still didn't give a shit.
You don't care. You just laugh because it's funny.
Yeah.
There's no like,
fishy.
They must be gay. You know, who the fuck cares? You're a little kid. You don't fucking
care. You don't care.
Well, I don't think you have any real.
I don't care now when I'm 38.
No, but like, you have.
Of the sexuality until you hit like 7 or 8. Or
dude, I'm 30.
No, but
wait.
They,
I'm 38. Yeah. I don't give a fuck now if you're gay. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, I don't care. There's not going to be a special episode of Sesame Street
right.
where their little felt penises go inside each other's assholes.
Yeah.
No one cares. Okay? No one gives a shit. They're puppets, first off. Or Muppets,
I mean,
yeah.
When you look at it, you had one character lived in a fucking garbage can.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Vietnam vet.
The other one was a big bird who was always hanging out with the kids.
He had brain damage.
You
he
know.
Thought he was four. Really, he was 48.
He spent all that time with kids. Nobody...
No one cares.
It wasn't like, oh, he's a predator or this
the
or
count,
that.
The Count had OCD.
Right.
Elmo definitely is semi-retarded.
Wasn't there something that Elmo was gay or something like that?
The person
no,
that
the
was
person
controlling
that
was
controlling him
molester.
Was gay.
Okay.
No, he was gay first, and then it came out he was a child molester.
He aimed for the child
allegedly.
Molesting. Well, didn't he get caught?
I know, but I don't know what the bearings of the case were, so let's just say allegedly, because we don't have a good legal team.
Well, I don't think he was like a forcible child molester. He was like having sex with young
men. He was paying to have them come visit him.
Well, that's what I mean. That's like
one way or another, somebody's hand was going up somebody's ass.
Yeah, I know.
It's something completely
illegal. But it wasn't like he was like forcing them or something.
No, I don't. Yet again, see how if we don't know the case, shut the fuck up.
I don't know the
I'm
case.
Just saying, if we don't know the bearing, we can't just say, you can look it up and find out.
I'm trying to stay away from sordid details.
I'm just saying to me, like, you got people that come out and they start going like, what was Whoopi Goldberg said? Because my mother was watching The View.
Yeah.
And she just listens to everything Whoopi Goldberg has to say, like, it's fucking gospel. And she's telling, and she's like, Whoopi brought up a very interesting point today. I'm like, oh, what did Whoopi say? Well, tell me what Whoopi said. And she goes, Whoopi said everybody that's on that show is a kid. And then I'm like,
on what show?
They're not all kids. Bert and Ernie, for instance, are adults who own a home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay? They're not kids. Grover is not a fucking kid.
Right.
Oscar the Grouch is not a fucking kid.
They don't have jobs.
Sully is not a fucking kid. The
only person who worked on that show was Mr. Hooper.
Yeah, and Mr. Hooper, and then he died.
Yeah.
And that screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the girl on the show? I forgot. I used to have
There's
a
bunch of girls on the show. Yeah. Rosita?
No, the first one.
The black chick?
Yeah.
With the afro?
No, she wasn't black. She was a Spanish.
The Spanish girl. Who...
See, I had a crush on her. When
that was Rosita, right? Wasn't it Rosita?
I'm thinking maybe it was.
No.
I don't remember. I
wait,
mean,
hold on.
It's
wait,
going
wait,
back
let's
100
go to the,
years
wait, let's
ago.
See, let us go to the old knowing. Hold on for a minute.
Hey, Bob.
Alexa, name the cast members of the original Sesame Street.
Here's Sesame Street from the games, trivia, and accessories category. To use Sesame Street, a parent needs to give permission.
Okay.
To do that,
Alexa,
I sent some info.
Stop, you fucking moron.
What a pain in the ass is she?
She is horrible.
Oh, God.
She is horrible.
Oh, God.
I can't even go, like, if I ask her, like, who's the Spanish brood, she's not going to know either. So it doesn't really
she'll
matter.
She'll probably say, I don't answer.
Olivia? Was it Olivia?
I think she's right.
Maybe.
I think it was Olivia. Yeah.
No, wait. Well, no, Olivia's one of the puppets, isn't it?
No.
Giggles is saying Olivia. Somebody look it up.
I think
Olivia doesn't sound that Spanish to me.
Yeah, but I think that
Olivia.
She was bad, but she was.
Hey, Olivia, get in here! You lost.
She was on the
dick.
Show for a long time, like 100 years.
Get in here, Olivia! You make up bananas.
Maria.
That was it. Maria.
Sonia Manzano.
Yeah, that was it. Maria.
Manzano.
Yeah,
Manzano.
She was hot, Maria, when she was young. Then she got older, and she was not hot anymore.
No, well, Joe, no. Then you had.
Was that? No.
Well, yeah.
There was Gordon.
Gordon.
He was a fisherman.
Gordon
was gay.
Gordon was the guy that was single, wasn't he? He was the white guy that
was
single.
Totally gay.
He was probably gay.
There was a black guy on the show.
All right, but Giggles finally wrote that Maria was the Spanish one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Giggles.
That was it.
So we had Gordon. He was the skinny white guy. What was the black guy's name?
He was one? Yes, Roscoe, yeah.
No, the bald black guy.
Right. That was
when I was married to the chick with the afro. What was his name? Character-wise, I don't care. No one cares
Gordon.
What their names. It's Gordon. So Gordon was the black. Wait. So right. Gordon was the black guy. Bob is the skinny white.
Oh, Bob
guy.
Was the gay guy.
Bob is
Bob
the skinny
McGrath.
White.
Bob, he was the gay guy.
Bob was the guy that took
well,
kids.
Bob in, Johnson.
Bob's character took kids into the basement.
Yeah.
Then you had
and
Lewis.
Showed them pictures of his dick.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Louis Rodriguez.
Okay.
There was Alan.
That's the guy with the big nose.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah, he had a big honking nose. I remember that as a kid.
Jim Henson.
No, Jim Henson got cancer.
No, yeah. He was died. On it.
He didn't have cancer.
Alan.
He had a cold.
No, he had cancer.
No.
Either way, Alan.
He died, he had pneumonia.
No, he didn't have pneumonia. He had pneumonia. You got me saying it wrong, too. Pneumonia.
Yeah.
And no, he had cancer.
No, yeah. It's
Alexa.
Susan.
How did Jim Henson die?
Jim Henson died on May 16, 1990 at the age of 53 due to pneumonia and toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, toxic shock syndrome. That's why he died.
He
died from
pneumonia.
He had toxic shock syndrome.
He was walking down the street. He didn't know he was sick. You know, he had like a bad cold.
You know that his son is the one that made the Happy Time Murders.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I love so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a Jim Henson product. It's the Jim Henson.
He was a murderer?
No, the Happy Time Murderer. I'm just turning your mic off. Go ahead, Billy. What?
So you had Bert, Elmo,
hey, Bert.
Boots, Murray, and I don't know.
Murray the cop?
Oh, the thing that was in fucking pop.
There was a Murray the cop?
Murray and Blog, Davy Jones, Stinky. The guy played
What the fuck was Stinky?
I don't know. Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh, wait. No, Worm was Stinky. Wasn't Oscar's Worm Stinky?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Stinky the Worm.
The fucking little Stinky. And the Worm would just crawl across the fucking... they always had to have a flat surface, obviously.
I'm a little older than you. I remember Stinky from the Abbott and Costello show.
Okay. Stop talking. And then there was the dog, right? What was the dog's name?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that far. You got Mr. Snuffleupagus.
No, Snuffleupagus was an imaginary character, though.
Yes, but there were two of them, apparently.
No, Snuffy and then his wife.
Well, it has Mr.
Yeah.
And he was also Count Von Count, the guy that played him.
Oh, yeah. The guy's name was Count Von Count.
No, Jerry Nelson was
name. No, shut the fuck up. Answer the question. The Count's name is Count Von Count?
That's what it has listed here.
Count,
yes.
His name is Count Von Count?
Oh, yeah.
How fucking not imaginative is that?
It was the 60s. The drugs
Count
didn't
Von
kick
count.
In yet.
Well, they called him the Count. Yeah.
What's your name? What's this character going to be? Well, he's a Count. So let's call him Count Von Count. By the way, wait, your giggles is coming. Barkley was the dog. Just so she wrote it. Billy gets annoyed when you stop him from talking for 4 seconds. He doesn't talk for the whole show. You stop him talking for 4 seconds, he gets angry.
Yeah.
His fiance's telling us the answers over here. Yeah. She's answering faster than he is.
She probably remembers watching it. I don't know.
Did you move in yet?
Probably by the end of the month.
Oh, Jesus.
Never going to happen.
I swear to God.
The only time Billy's going to go through that door is during a Halloween when he goes, trick or treat.
Yeah, right?
Only time.
No, Giggles, you ought to set a fire in his apartment.
That's Danny's house.
No, not in the whole house, just the apartment.
Just the apartment, yeah.
Are you that mad at Danny for not being here?
A controlled fire. Wrap everything in fucking fire.
Absolutely,
retort,
so you have to move in.
Hey, Joe, here's what I want you to do. Wrap yourself in asbestos and then breathe in.
All right, no, she doesn't have to do that. Maybe put a stink bomb.
One bathy-bathy. You know. Two bathy-bathy.
Two.
I still think my favorite thing in the world is fizzy. It's the greatest thing in the world.
That was a great show. I learned how to count from
By the way, Giggle says, I did watch Sesame Street.
Oh, of course.
She's telling Billy. I did watch Sesame Street.
With the kids as they were growing up.
Yeah.
We learned the alphabet from them.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of good stuff from Electric Company.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I that was over
you
my head.
Want to buy a letter? The guy in the white coat, man.
Yeah,
you want to buy a letter? You just went, never trust anybody who's selling shit from the inside of their coat.
Wasn't Morgan Freeman on the Electric Company?
I think so.
Yeah. He was on one of those.
There was
early.
A lot of big stars started on those shows.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the alleged, no, Dinah Girl and the fucking superhero, like the spinoff, wasn't that from the alleged company? Like from the same, like Sid and Marty Croft fucking productions and shit?
Like
no,
Electric
Company was, it was a public television.
What about the Space Coaster?
We're gonna
Space
turn it
Coast.
On.
Yeah.
The Space Coaster.
That's some good shit.
Well, Space Ghost.
No, Space Ghost is a different show. Space Ghost, that was Space Ghost. We're talking about the Space Coaster.
Yeah, it was good.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
Shut up, Joe. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Not at all.
Rubber ducky, I love you.
Totally. Rubber if they are gay, it totally changes everything.
That's some great songs on that show. They're really good.
You know, fishy, fishy, fishy.
I'll make you a drop.
Oh, God, I need that as a drop. This is a lot of work to do this.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I think I'll call a few more.
Fishy, 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 fishy.
Two fish?
And then the count should come out and go, two fish. Wah, ha, ha. Count Von Count.
Yeah.
What a fucking... Somebody stopped smoking weed on the last day when they named that fucking guy. Hey, pass the peace pipe around. Oh, we're out, dude.
What are we going to name him? The
Count Von Count, I guess. What the fuck?
Counts, man. You know?
Fuck that guy.
Jeez.
Hell, even Mel Brooks was on Electric Company.
Oh, yeah. Mel Brooks was
cool. A lot
Zero Mostel.
Yeah, Zero Mostel.
Rito Moreno.
Wow, Zero Mostel was on. He was my favorite. He died too young, that guy.
He was the Spellbinder.
The Spellbinder.
He was the best Tivia.
Hell, Bill Cosby was on.
You see, kids, this is how
we don't know why the Cosby was there.
Irene Cara.
This is what you do.
Carol Burnett, Wolf Frazier, Long Green, sure. Lily Tomlin, Mel Blake. Holy jeez.
This is what
it just goes on and on, this list.
Yeah. There was a lot of people.
I think if you were alive, you were on it.
Well,
you
were on the show, man.
It was very campy to be on Sesame Street, you know.
Well, this was Electric Company.
Electric Company, too.
We're going to turn it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in the power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to light up the dark of night like the brightest day in a whole new way.
I thought Billy was going to dance. Wasn't the also Spider-Man was on the Electric Company, wasn't he?
Spider-Man.
Billy's like screaming from the bathroom. Yeah!
Spider-Man
does whatever a spider can.
Yeah. That was a great kids' shows in those days. They don't have good kids'
shows. They have shit. Yeah, the kids' shows now are horrible.
They really are.
My nieces watch, I swear to God, they watch the dumbest shit. Nickelodeon should suck a bag of dicks.
Uh-huh.
And Disney Channel is not much better. The shit that you guys are letting your kids watch, let me give the PSA for the parents. You're letting them watch the dumbest fucking shit. And this is why we have bullies.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, more so now, because these shows, like, literally bastardize these kids. Like, they come in and they're like, if we're not the cool kid, it's like on the Nickelodeon show.
Sure.
Then we got to pick on these other assholes. They're horrible.
Absolutely.
These kids' shows are shit. They're pure shit. I was looking at, we got Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers was, I didn't get Mr. Rogers. He was like,
how did you not get Mr. Rogers?
Well, you know, he was like too soft going, pussy faced.
But Mr. Rogers was fucking the quintessential.
Wasn't he supposed to be something like a Green Beret or something like
that? No, that was Elijah.
That was Elijah?
Yes, that was Elijah.
Well, I believe stuff like that.
There we go. Come on, Joe. How do you not just even get calm when this is on?
Charlie
Horse? I don't know if you had Charlie or... Meanwhile, your mic's on, Joe. It's okay. Let me have a private conversation with Billy. Hey, by the way, is your dick hurt?
I'm concerned.
All right, but then turn your mic off. But tell me to turn your mic off if you want to talk to him. His mic's off. Come on, Billy.
Damn, it hurts.
What happened, Charlie?
What did you do?
Yeah, my fucking leg just cramped.
Oh, I get those.
You get that from not watching the Electric Company.
Yeah.
Would you be mine?
You want some drugs? Mine?
No.
I have
always wanted to live in a neighbor just like Billy.
He fucking curses so loud because his leg all cramped up.
Let's make the most of this.
If you really have a better guy like Mr. Rogers in your neighborhood,
Bert and Ernie,
I keep my kids away from
fucking gay.
Right. Most people would have been.
Just the way he talked. Hello, little boy.
Hi, neighbor. Please. Please, won't you be my neighbor?
I love Eddie Murphy's impersonation of him. That was the best. Mr. Robinson's neighbor.
Yeah, but that was because
it was a great gig, man.
That was a totally different. Like, if you did that today, you'd get fucking yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what about the. Here we go. We got a lot of stuff here.
What's that?
From. Your fucking error here.
All right, good. Make it snappy because we got to move
along. Shut the fuck up, Mr. Charlie Horse, who got up and ran out of the studio. Hold on.
Well, he's hurting, man.
Right, we got some memories from 1964 to 1976. So these are from Saturday morning television.
Oh, all right.
All right, so now, we you see how we don't care about the Bert and Ernie being gay story?
I don't care.
Because we have more shows that were more... Anything? Oh, Top Cat.
It's all right, but it didn't do.
Well, the world's only boxing robots, the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Spider-Man. Hey, whatever Spider can.
Oh yeah,
ooh, that's a good show.
Beautiful.
Oh, Frankenberry.
Yeah, they didn't do a lot of drugs with that one.
No.
Hello.
What's your function?
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Retro Memories presents.
Quiddraw McGraw.
Quiddraw McGraw.
I'm the ghost that's known as
Casper.
Which feeling?
Johnny Seven fires bullets like a rifle. Fires like a
what
Tommy
was your
gun.
Favorite cartoon show, Eddie?
Now it's a cap.
My favorite cartoon show?
With Johnny Seven, the one man army gun.
I was very partial to the superheroes all the time.
I like Deputy Dog. Deputy Dog was good. Huckleberry Hound.
He was too mellow. But yeah.
Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Breezily Brewing.
Breezily Brewing, yes.
There you go.
That's a slim one from the band.
His speed. His fight.
Secret Squirrel.
Yeah.
What an agent. What a squirrel. And I like a lot of the traditional. I really love Daffy Duck.
Bugs Bunny. Kick-ass.
This is good, but it's too much shit.
Magilla Gorilla.
Magilla Gorilla. First time.
We have.
Droopy had such great fucking.
Yeah, they fashioned.
You are literally Droopy Dog, Billy.
Hey, it happens.
Who was that one?
It's okay.
I always wanted a buzzes.
The buzzes, yeah.
No, the yeah. Which way did it go, George? Where did it go?
I don't think it will.
No.
That wasn't it.
Nope. And now you couldn't air that because now that would be fucking like somebody would go, that's against mental retardation.
Heckle and Jackal were fucking hysterical.
Can't do that because they were black, right? Crows. And they talked like, this, man. Heckle and Jackal?
Yeah, but it didn't. It doesn't matter. It didn't work for me. Like,
it's now racial. It's now racial appropriation.
You think so?
Oh,
that's why it's not.
Name fucking some cartoons. I swear to you, we can point out that they couldn't be made nowadays.
We have to do it later.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Why? Because fucking Chief Charlie Horse over here says we gotta get a break.
Well, Giggle says they went hiking in the marshes or something.
Yeah.
Where's the marsh?
And he's all crampy from that.
That's
Staten
not what
Island.
I'm cramped
we
from.
We have marshes in Staten Island?
Yeah, you still have marshes in Staten Island, but this was over in Brooklyn through Marine Park.
Oh, yeah. Well, Marine Park. Yeah. I know exactly where you went, by King's Plaza over there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now suddenly I really want to go to break because this is the most boring story.
Well, there was
ever.
A real fire at King's Plaza. A lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, and notice where Billy was.
I was at work.
Right. Likely story.
Uh-huh.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Billy's got a cramp, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Stay on Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hey, Jim Brewer. I'm gnawing on some ham with Uncle Eddie. Stick that in your snot box, see what comes out.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you about BunnyRanch.com. That's BunnyRanch.com. Listen, you know what the Bunny Ranch is. It's one of the greatest places in the world. I call it Disneyland for your dick. So what I need you to do is go to BunnyRanch.com and check out the oodles and oodles of women that are right there. All the bunnies at the Bunny Ranch. You got to check them all out. The fact of the matter is, if you're in the Carson City area in Nevada, you can go directly there. But if you have any doubts or you have any questions, if you want to just maybe ponder what it would be like to go be with those bevy of bunnies, go to the BunnyRanch.com. That's BunnyRanch.com. Tell Dennis and Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show sent you, and tell them that you are going to book your trip, and you're going to get down to the only ranch that really does matter. That's the Bunny Ranch. Go to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, the world-famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch, at BunnyRanch.com. That's BunnyRanch.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. During his Emmy Awards acceptance speech, Best Director winner Glenn Weiss invited his girlfriend on stage to ask for her hand in marriage. Weiss, as tradition mandates, got down on one knee, which in the midst of the hashtag MeToo movement was one less knee than he was on to get the directing job that got him the Emmy. Fired from her own show after a racist tweet, Roseanne Barr revealed that writers planned to kill off her character with an opioid overdose. That is, unless the horrible things happening as a result of taking pills plotline isn't already being used for a reboot of The Cosby Show. More photos of Tom Cruise were released from the set of his upcoming sequel to 1986's Top Gun, a part they would have offered to Charlie Sheen if they didn't think that satisfying the need for speed would only exacerbate his addiction issues. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Show, by the way. Thumbs us like a night. Same old pile, same old shit.
I can hardly contain myself.
Yeah! And close my eyes. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. I swear to God.
I'm on the Calvert Toast.
Yeah, you can hit us up, by the way, Facebook Live, the Facebook Live suite, fully operational. James in there, Bob in there, Mike in there, Mitch in there, Kelly in there, and Giggles is in there as well as Gene and a whole bunch of other people. There's already been a bunch of comments, and everybody's just hanging out, listening to the Unfiltered Radio Network, and of course, the Uncrowned Kings Reality Radio, the Ham Radio Show. Speaking of which, that we are the Kings. The Kings have to go over their schedule here.
Why?
Well, there's for two reasons. One, I just did that BunnyRanch.com commercial, and it made me think. I got my invitation, which is right here.
All right.
For Dennis's birthday.
That doesn't look like an invitation.
That's right here.
It looks like you sat there with some Photoshop stuff.
That's what I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Literally, you guys are like the most unfunny. I don't even know where he was going with that.
I don't know.
Billy definitely needs sleep.
That's very, very true.
You definitely need sleep.
A little touchy about it, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Yeah. So this is from Dennis. October 11th through the 14th. Will be Dennis's shindig.
How old is Dennis?
I need not ask. I don't really want to ask.
He doesn't want to hear that.
He's not here. Why would you even ask that question out loud?
I'm just curious because he's a very agile man, and I know he's.
He's probably your age, and he's probably or maybe a slightly younger than you.
Well, that's what amazes me.
And he has way more sex than you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So why don't you just leave it at that?
I just want to know how he does it.
And don't ask dumb questions.
So just give me a clue.
All right, so, but either way, so I'm trying to wait to see. I did send out a thing today because today actually was the 3-year anniversary of me going to the Bunny Ranch for the first time.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to get to go to the new party, which, by the way, the theme is Mardi Gras,
oh,
which is going to be awesome.
You're going to dress as a clown and give beads out?
Hopefully. In attendance, Ron Jeremy will be there, Flavor Flav, Panama, my friend from the... Radio GJ,
right.
Panama. He's fucking a great guy, sports guy, and talk guy, great guy. So there's going to be like all this stuff. So October 11th through the 14th is that. Now, as of right now, I still haven't heard back, so I'm waiting to hear back. That's one thing there. Then I'm going over the rest of my stuff here. Comic-Con,
uh-huh.
New York City Comic-Con, 4th through the 7th of October. I'm the only one with a pass as of right now. We're trying to get Piney a pass.
Yeah.
To at least do some photography
right.
When we go down there. And hopefully, because I'm setting up interviews, I'm doing all this stuff. I don't know how. I mean, I'm just going to end up. It's going to be me going as a fan is what I'm so far seeing. Because if I don't have any form, I can record things, which mm-hmm. is fine.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not going to be. I'm going to have to bring, I guess, some equipment myself and see if I can put together and piece together some shit myself, so I'm trying to get that done.
You got the handheld. I gave you the handheld.
Yeah, but between you, then you got to strip everything off the fucking handheld. It's the thing. I also have my phone, and I still have recorded stuff on, too, that were fun.
Work with that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great little recorder. It records fucking great. Me and you, Joe.
Yes, we're going to the
Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, November 2nd through 4th. We're already on the guest list.
They're done. They won't start the show without us.
Yes, that's done and handled.
I'm sure this year they're bringing extra giveaways for you, Joe.
Yeah. Well, because Joe needs to fucking fill his pocket with free shit.
I do.
Joe's bringing a giant fucking
bag. I have a whole basket of blue balls.
He does. He has a whole basket of. He stole so many of these. They were giving out from Sapphire Nightclub.
Yeah, Sapphire gives good shit.
They do. They great shit.
They give those little glowing necklaces, you know.
Yeah, and the little glowing the sticks
the
and everything
sticks,
else.
Glow sticks.
And Joe literally stole.
T-shirts. I have t-shirts.
Joe stole because he's like a little fucking. You are a thief.
Stuff,
he acquired without permission.
Yes. He. At one point, we were walking around. Remember the fucking. You almost stole somebody's fucking prize? It was like a gift basket. Well, and he goes, oh, it shouldn't be out on the table. They're presenting it to somebody, you dumb fuck.
He wasn't there.
And Joe was going to steal the item.
He could have gave it to me.
All right, so what I have right now, though, is Comic-Con, I'm the only one going. Dennis, I have no clue if I'm even going. I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Right.
Exotica, me and you are going to Exotica, so that's done. Anything else coming up that we should, because we, like, literally, when you really think of it, we're already into November on this calendar.
Oh, sure.
So then we go into December, and then we're done. This year's done.
The holiday, Christmas.
Yeah, and then we're, so we, I mean, obviously, White Dress, the White Dress Christmas, Dallas or Santa, all that shit's going to be coming up as well. We have that going on. I don't know. So that right there, I just wanted to go over that and see if there's anything that I'm missing here.
Well, weren't you doing that comedy show?
What do you mean?
In somewhere in October, weren't you and Joe going to go to this show?
What show?
That you were discussing last week?
Oh, the sit
room.
In
the cutting room.
Yeah, but that's if. Are we going to that?
I'm not.
Oh, we also have.
I don't leave the house. You know that.
Remember Mike, who was here? Mulgary?
Right.
Mulgary?
Yeah. Nice guy.
He has a movie premiere.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Let me get the exact fucking. Yeah. The movie's called Beyond Kempler.
Yeah,
I know that.
He did. He emailed me.
Yeah, I got to get the. Let me get the. Hold on for a second. I want to get the exact fucking.
He sent me an email that said.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't show up.
I don't want you
here. The 23rd of October is the Beyond Kempler premiere at.
Where they having it?
I don't know. I got to look up the fucking location because he did send it to me, but I had the.
That's great.
I mean, so we're going to, I'm going to that. Are you going to come to that?
No.
Why? It's a red carpet. It's beautiful. It's going to be a real movie premiere. Our friend of our show is in a real movie that he wrote and directed.
That's a good thing to go to.
I give him all my moral support and everything, but you know, I don't.
Your moral support doesn't mean jack shit.
That's a scary thing.
Why would you not go to,
I like Mike. He's a real nice guy.
I know, but why would you not go to a red carpet?
I don't know.
This is a red carpet. It's a real thing that's going to happen that we were actually invited to. They didn't say, hey, stay away.
Is it in Brooklyn?
No, it's on the island.
On the island. Well, maybe I'll go.
They have a fucking real theater. They're going to. I think it's at the St. George or it's at. Don't we have another fucking somewhat fancy.
There's the Lane right by you.
No, yeah, but the lane
is a church
into a
now.
Church.
What? When did that happen?
Years ago, Joe. Wow. It's like talking to my mother.
Well, last time I saw Pat Cooper there was that.
Yeah, how long ago? That's when it was Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
Yeah. Right.
And that was after it changed again. It changed hands.
It's
like
a church what kind of church is it?
Some intergalactic fucking Baptist fucking
thing.
Church?
Star Trek church?
It literally is, because when you see it, it's blue and silver, and
like
it's weird.
Kind of those are great.
If you take enough acid, it's a great trip.
And the weirdest part is because it's a landmark here on Staten Island.
Yeah, right.
That they had to leave the word landmark. Lane,
yeah.
You know the lane, the letters, the big black letters, the block letters that were up there. They have to leave those, so their church has to fucking say it says Lane on that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I pass by there every once in a while, you know, because I've been in the neighborhood. Yeah.
And you still didn't notice it was a church.
Right. I thought there was somebody
that was the movie
there.
Playing.
Yeah.
Church. It seems to be this black church movie every time I go down here.
The intergalactic. What's intergalactic?
Intergalactic N-words. Starring Joe. How would you not go? First off, he wrote and directed this movie. Let's go back to that fucking mic for a second. And I was supposed to be in this movie.
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, he called me. I was supposed to come in and do a whole thing. And then
the dog ate that part of the script.
I left them on the cutting room floor.
No, I never filmed my scene, but I want to see the scene that was that I was supposed to do.
He'll point to screen. I was supposed to.
Yeah. Hey, it's more than your old ass is doing, so I'd shut up.
Yeah, right.
Fucking, you're the one that stands at your fucking penis and goes, "That used to be me."
Well, let me know what it's gonna be. Yo.
Yeah, you're gonna go. You what fuck. You're gonna get off your ass and actually go out and see the world. I don't know if they're giving popcorn. What the fuck? I'm not putting it together. We're guests. And it's a red carpet. We need to start going to more red carpet things.
Nothing, but if it's down there, where are they putting the carpet? It's the St. George Theater. Up the hill or down the hill?
Either way, we're still walking it, motherfucker.
Any celebrities gonna be there?
I don't know. Fucking Billy and his Charlie horse will be there.
Quite possibly.
Who's bitching about the fucking red carpet where it's going up or down? If he can get his, he'll get accessorized to bring his ass up there.
I don't know.
Fucking
Billy.
Ain't right.
Are you gonna go, Billy?
I'll go.
Say Billy will go.
I'll wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Here's my thing. The Ham Radio Show and the Ham Radio Show as a collective should show up to things like that because it's a good thing. That's something that we can go out and go, yes, we're on the radio. This guy is a friend of ours that made this movie. I was supposed to be in that scene.
I go to the expo every year.
Yeah, the expo is what? Because there's tits and ass and free shit that you steal?
Yeah.
From the expo?
Is there going to be any tits and ass?
There will be tits and ass at the expo this year. I'm quite sure.
At the premiere.
At the premiere, there might be tits and ass. Who the hell knows?
Any nudity in the movie?
I don't know because I have not seen the movie.
We'll
the movie
have to
we
find out. Won't
normally,
we
would see the movie at the premiere.
What if we go to the movie and I don't like it? What am I supposed to say? I can't tell Mike I don't like it.
Well, you just say good job, and that's it. You walk away.
That's it.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you?
Know I
what are you
like
gonna say?
It.
What are you gonna
comment
say?
On the lighting?
What are you gonna do? Look at him and go, "Oh, that's a real piece of shit you put on."
No, I know that's the shit.
You just
say
you say you say you say good job.
Well,
that, made a movie. Good job. Well, done and walk away. You don't fucking ramble like you do, and just start going. There was no boobs in it.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking Joe's answer. There's no boobs in it.
Yeah,
I didn't see one tit in this movie, guys.
I
what
found
the fuck?
A very dynamic contrast between the featured star and the third appearance of the second.
Billy's trying
middle.
To fucking think, and that just went down the shitter.
Billy's a critic.
Right down. Right down the horrible shit.
Cisco and Billy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's go, Billy.
I wish either one of them would get that fucking jaw cancer that the other one had.
Oh my God!
Did
you see how ugly he got?
Yeah, well,
they
removed
guy.
His face.
Yeah,
what did you think he was going to look like?
Well, when they did that, though, like, why did they just see him stay at home? Like, you know, don't go out.
Because he didn't have to. Unlike you,
he's not afraid.
He's not a hermit, and he went out in the world. He don't have to. What the fuck? What are you going to do to him? That life already didn't fucking do to him.
That's a horrible thing.
Not to mention his dick still worked. He was fucking his hot black wife there that he was banging.
He was still getting laid.
She wasn't hot. I just wanted to make it sound better. But he had a black wife that he was banging.
Can they replace the jaw like with the...
What, silly putty? What were they going to put on him?
Well, you know, it's wood. You know, get wood. You know, put some
wood.
Wood? Put wood in there.
What is he, a fucking Bond villain? Why don't we put the big teeth on? Why don't we make him jaws?
Yeah. Put a steel fucking flap in there.
Because
that'll heal well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, something in there. There's styrofoam, something like that.
There was no way for him
it's
to eat
food.
It's not a
bumper on a fucking car.
Yeah.
But watch, next week they'll be doing that.
Yeah, he's not like a fucking 96 Chrysler, Joe.
Well,
yeah. He's a human being.
Well, you know, like, did you remember Boardwalk Empire? Remember the guy used to wear the mask on Boardwalk?
Yes.
Yeah, he could have done that.
He could have done that, but guess what? He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that, though.
It would have been interesting, like the Phantom of the Opera, you know? Like,
you don't think a guy that they removed half his face was fucking not... That wasn't interesting for you?
Well, no, but you know, it was kind of like...
You're telling me Ebert, who used to be the fattest of all fucks,
yeah.
And then he had no face, and then he got skinny as shit?
I mean,
that wasn't interesting, and then he had the robot voice that did his voice.
He looked like he was in
a
horror movie, you know, like
yeah. Well, that's what he did.
But if you wore a ski mask or something like that, it would have been like cool.
Oh, so it wasn't to your specifications.
Well, you know,
so
see, things get complicated.
Yeah. Joe makes things complicated.
Well,
Possibly.
You know, he could have done it. I mean, he could have said
he could have done it.
They could have probably still been on television if he did that.
There was no way he was ever going to do TV again. You know? Well, they removed his face.
Yeah, but you know, but if he
it's
had
like a, he had a pet chimpanzee.
But if he had a ski mask on, he would have been cool. Like,
he would so he would have been a ski mask like, movie critic.
What is that? Yeah, like what is those?
They put
those,
a bag over his head. He could be the unknown mute.
Sure,
fucking comic
like a superhero.
Thing.
Sure, now
like
you're
that.
Thinking, Billy. Yeah. You fuck.
The arch criminal. What's that guy with the arch criminal from Batman that wears the thing?
Bane?
Bane. He could have been Bane, yeah.
Gotham is yours.
Yeah, he
could have. That's what you wanted him to do?
Well, he could have stupid on
television. This movie
was
great. Fourth of stars and a fucking jaw up.
You know, I could have helped him out,
You were definitely no one I would take fashion advice from.
Well, yeah.
You look like you just lost your farm.
I would have saved his career,
Joe, I'm looking at you.
Think
look
he
like
he was
you,
worried about the career at this point.
He was worried about just living life. Well, at this point,
he's dead, isn't he?
He's dead. Yes, but he lived a full fucking life.
Guess
dude.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, right now it doesn't matter. No, because he's dead. Before, when you were, you know, giving him fashion tips,
I'm just talking about what I would have done. You know, like if that would have happened to me, God forbid, I would have gotten a ski mask or something.
This is from a man who has the shittiest mustache I've ever seen in my life.
Well,
you wear suspenders like you're a hobo.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you got literally, you look like you just lost your farm from the IRS. That's what you look like. And he's like,
next week.
He's like, I would wear a mask. Why don't you wear a mask now for me? What the fuck?
Hey, I'm very good looking.
No, you were. Remember that picture we found of you?
Yeah.
When you were all muscular. Is it over there again?
No, it's around somewhere.
No, I think he took that, framed it above the bed or something.
I took all those pictures down.
God, by the way, I was thinking. You know how Danny fucking keeps giving us old fucking music to come back in on.
Oh,
if you didn't notice.
Come on, man.
Right.
Now, we're in a room.
Some Elvis, man.
We're in a room with tons of instruments. Why can't you just play us back in? Like, Joe plays something, Billy plays something, and I play something.
Oh, you
and
really
we
want to lose the listeners.
Why? You can't, you can't be like a house band and play just like a bed. You can't just play like a... Like something when we come back in, nothing?
I can program some stuff.
You can't play... Joe. You couldn't play live. Mm-hmm. Like when we come back, it's literally maybe a minute that you would have to play in total.
Yeah, so...
So you couldn't do that one time? We couldn't like... We couldn't play our an instruments coming back
we
in one
play,
time?
Da, 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 da.
Right. Like literally, I turn this way. We got a cymbal sitting over there.
Yeah.
There's a tambourine over there.
Tambourine.
Billy's about to go fucking grab a guitar because it's the only reason why. So he has an excuse to grab a guitar.
There you go.
All right, Billy, grab me the tambourine when you come by. Because we have all these fucking musical instruments sitting around here, and we don't use them.
Well,
right there. Go get it.
And
you go by.
They're only played by professional musicians.
No, they're not. They're played by you.
That's right.
You are not a professional musician.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. See what I'm saying? We got like, I got a tambourine. Billy's got a guitar. Billy, get on the guitar. Get on that axe. We got a couple minutes here. We can come up with something. There you go.
I think it's open tuning on it right now. Yeah.
It's open tuning. I don't even know what that means. Billy, put the.
Let me just tune to a chord.
Can someone mic Billy so we have a mic here so we can play the? There we go. Thank you very much. Now, Billy, just give me something. Give me anything. There we go.
I got a couple of slides over there if you want to slide them. Yeah, right over.
Now Joe's getting into it.
Right next to the console.
Now Joe's getting into it. Now we have a slide.
Right next to the console.
Right next to the console, Bill.
Keep going. See them over there?
I have a tambourine.
It should be right next to the fingeries.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
See where the fingeries is over there? It should be over there. A bunch of slides. You found one?
See, Joe, then what do you want? Do you want to play the tambourine and I'll get the drums?
No, I just want to watch you guys.
Let's do this, motherfucker. Come on, Billy. Let's show Joe that he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I'm telling you.
And that we can play in a back-end song.
Play a little Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
Yes, we can. Just play something. No, it doesn't have to be an actual song. Just give me a couple of riffs.
Don't make up something in your own head. Just fuck around on the guitar.
Well, he's got a slide.
There you go. See? Joe, play slide whistle. Do something. Make yourself fucking useful. And I got this thing here.
Right, give me a little rhythm there, Bill. Zing, zack, zing, zack, zing.
Wait, I'll give you a beat.
Wow. I'm telling you. Huh?
Wait, hold on. I'm giving you a beat. Ready? Wait, now we sound like a bad band warming up. Hold on. Billy, wait. I'm going to give you a beat. Joe, you accompany. Billy, you take total control of the... You're the melody. All right, ready? Here we go. This is our shitty back-end music. Are you ready? Everyone prepare tambourine, slide whistle, and guitar. Are you ready? Ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, Billy. Giggle says Billy is so talented, he's also going to help me build a boat.
Oh, Jesus.
Giggles, you better worry about it. He's going to put you on that. He's going to make a raft and throw you out to sea. All right, Billy, you're half-assing this, Billy.
Yeah, I have it.
Give me something. Billy, what are you playing? Can you give me something?
You got to get a feel. Like, I got to figure out how it works.
You were playing it 4 seconds ago. Just give me something. Oh, my God. That guitar sounds drunk.
I mean. Oh, sure I do. Yeah.
You
got to
have that feel for
it. Hey, Joe, you know what I mean. Joe, I wanted to...
Let Joe,
because he's a professional, and I use the term loosely. Wait, bring this down. Bring this down to your fucking guitar here. There we go. There you go.
Say yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Live on hamradioshow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio
Everyone,
Network.
Take five.
What the fuck are you doing? We were flowing. See, the thing, Joe, you can't do that. Like, you just did it. You can't just fucking play like a darn and darn and darn and darn. Nothing. There you go. You're going to grow the Willie Nelson fucking mustache. You might as well play well. You want to play with the tambourine, Bill?
No.
Right, I'm putting my tambourine down. I want Joe just to serenade us until the end of the show.
Well, see, Joe's got like that...
What? What does Joe have? Syphilis?
Talent?
You can fucking play, Bill.
Yeah, but I just haven't played in... forever.
All right, Joe, stop fucking around. Give me something. Come on, give me something.
You gotta tune it first.
We got 4 minutes. Give me something. Okay. Anything you want. Go nuts. There you go. Move your way. Hold on. Wait. Stop. Move your mic down a little bit. Pivot it down. Okay. Because I can't hear your guitar well. All right. And here's Joe on lead guitar. Fizzy.
See that he has the talent.
Yeah, but he also has the arthritis. Yeah, give me some badass music. I'm walking in, Joe. It's the Ham Radio Show. Right here on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. It's our house band, a.k.a. Joe, bringing us back in from break. I feel it. I can feel it in me balls. He's got blisters on his fingers.
Nah, I don't think he does. Not yet.
He might. 718-577-1389. Joe, a.k.a. the house band, playing us in today. See what I'm saying? You can't do it. This is perfect, Joe. This is all I ask. What's the one break? One break a show you got to play us back in. Why one break? You just did it. You literally just did it.
I don't practice anymore.
Dude, you just did it, though. You literally just did it. You just did it. We come back in from commercial. Joe comes in with a... You give me. We'll give you a back bed. We'll give you a bed underneath you.
No.
The whole thing. Make you sound great.
Well, if I have all my equipment here, I can program something.
No, we want you to play live.
Right, but that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, we want you to play live. You're taking the fun out of it. All right, Joe, play out to this song. It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Remember, free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up. And also remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure Joe's going to play his guitar for the chicken before you fuck it. And remember, kids, AMF, my friends, which stands for... Adios! Motherfucker! Joe, make that guitar sing. Even when Danny starts talking, we don't give a shit.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.